Good morning, everyone. You're listening to the World Teacher Program for Share International New Zealand on Planet FM 104.6. Each Friday morning, we bring you information from the teachers of the Ageless Wisdom. The purpose of our program is to introduce Maitreya, the world teacher for the Age of Aquarius. Maitreya does not come alone. He brings with him the Masters of Wisdom, a group of highly evolved teachers. They work in many fields and can teach us the art of living, how to live in right relationship with each other. With their inspiration, we can transform our civilization, creating justice and peace for us all.
And welcome to the program. Today's theme is a little bit long-winded. It's the need of governments to listen to the people. And I'm going to start with an article by Benjamin Crimm's master titled The Needs of Men. When men take stock of their present situation, they can come to but one conclusion. The methods of even the recent past no longer work on all sides, but particularly in the financial and economic sector, there is continuous and growing chaos. Experts are summoned to aid the floundering governments regain some control, but to no avail. The old tried methods refuse to obey the wills of their chancellors, however experienced they might be. What are they, the governments of the world, to do? What can they do? They can continue for a time manipulating the old structures, hoping that things will settle down and the old patterns survive. This is indeed a forlorn hope. Generally speaking, the governments of most countries see their role as protectors and upholders of the status quo, that false idea that life is static, and therefore all change is rebellion and undesirable. This attitude is true of most governments, whether of the right or the left, capitalistic or socialistic. In either case, they fail to recognize the yearnings of their peoples for change, for a new concept of living, one that ensures their ability to raise their families in peace, security, and well-being. The failure of governments is precisely their failure to see that their true role is to look after the well-being of their people. Lost as they are in competition and the following of market forces, they have lost touch, for the most part, with the needs of those whom they claim to represent. The glamours of power and authority overcome, as often as not, their desire to serve. Divorced from the real needs of the people, they fall back on ideology and theory. Even so, they are not entirely to be blamed. They know nothing of the forces with which they try to contend. Ignorant as they are, they fall easy prey to the destructive forces of the past. The people, meanwhile, suffer and wait and pray, unaware, for the most part, that the help for which they pray is even now among them, ready and eager to aid their suffering and to ease their lot. The people know the true nature of their need, but require a strong and fearless representative to give it voice. Already present, that representative, Maitreya, is working quietly to influence the direction which events will take. Soon, that voice will strike a stronger note, and many will be ready to respond. Thus, the plan works out its beneficent purpose to secure the future for all men. That article was given by the Master through Mr. Crimm in November 2010. The This next excerpt is from my transmission volume 1, and it's an answer to a very brief question. The answer goes as follows. The hierarchy through the Master's Royal Call is said that the hearts of men are sound, especially the ordinary people. They are ready for peace, justice and sharing. They long for peace. Already the peoples of the world march and demonstrate for peace. Soon they will march calling for justice and sharing. Maitreya himself said in message number 135, boring themselves into groups, men of goodwill will brandish aloft their hopes and dreams of justice and peace. This clamour will light the torch of truth among the nations, and at its centre shall I be found. And that is exactly what is happening now in the US and in Europe with the peace marches. This is from 1982, by the way. This, to me, shows that the people are ready for sharing and for the Christ. It shows that they are ready for his words. In this way, as he speaks, he will focus and evoke that demand and aspiration. There is no government on earth that can withstand the focused, determined will of educated world public opinion. This next excerpt is from the book Maitreya's Mission Volume 2, and it actually consists of forecasts made by Maitreya. I'll read a little bit from the introduction. In April 1988, a close associate of Maitreya, long established in London's Asian community, contacted freelance journalist Patricia Pitchon. He started a series of briefings in which he presented some of Maitreya's teachings and forecasts of world events with the view that they be published through Share International and made available to the world's press. Later, Maitreya's associate also made contact with another journalist who received additional information. Maitreya gave his teachings orally, and his associate conveyed them to the journalists. And each article would cover a wide variety of topics. So I'm going to read a selection on the same topic. And it goes as follows. Current political systems are losing power and credibility throughout the world and will eventually give birth to new systems of government, which will be much more representative. In the new era, the people themselves will come to the fore and be able to express all of their social, political, religious, and educational needs. They will express themselves and their compassion through aid to others. Ordinary citizens, intellectuals, educators, and others from a variety of walks of life will find that they have a genuine voice in government. No politician on earth will now be able to repeat past history. The old politics of divide and rule are finished. Well, actually, as a side note, looking at some of the current leaders, maybe not quite finished. The divisive art of politics has come to an end, and a new one that respects harmony will soon succeed. The new politics will no longer be moulded by the isms of capitalism or socialism, but created from self-respect in individuals and nations. The new politician will be an intellectual and experienced person who knows the laws of evolution and will wisely guide his fellow beings. The process of inculcation, of imposition by forcing ideologies into the minds of people, is beginning to dissolve, both in the religious and political fields. Consensus will replace it. The voice of the people is already beginning to be heard. And this representative form of government will replace control of the masses through ideology. Everything is moving so fast now that events are beyond the control of the politicians. A new political era has begun. Awareness awakens people to their basic human rights, their liberties, and their responsibilities to themselves and each other. Then skipping a couple of paragraphs, All of these changes are taking people by surprise. These are historic times. And as each day passes, a new awareness becomes ever more apparent. People will more and more be talking of peace, of living together in harmony. This is a turning point in the history of mankind. Inspiring stuff. And now back to some words from Benjamin Creme, taken from his book Maitreya's Mission, Volume 3. The aim, you will find, will be the greatest degree of decentralization rather than centralization, and the greatest possible participation of all the people in their own government. It is participation that makes true democracy. In the world today, there is no true democracy. We have elected governments, but there is no true participation of the people except by putting a vote in a box. The aim in Europe is to centralize and create a federal state, and this is not advised by hierarchy. The common market of Europe has the nod of approval of hierarchy, but not as a federated state of Europe. Maitreya forecasts that just as the Soviet Union would break up and become a federation of individual sovereign states, which it did, the United States is moving in the same direction, and more power will accrue to the individual states and less to central government. In this world, small is beautiful, truly, and we have to simplify our way of life. Decentralization, by its very nature, will lead to a more human type of organization on a scale more related to the needs of people, because only people know what they need. Most governments pay very little attention to the true needs of the people, but to what they visualize as the needs of the nation, mainly for power and for prestige. The needs of the people are seldom met, not even in the most democratic countries, because there is no participation. The tendency, therefore, will be towards decentralization and participation. And another excerpt, the role of governments is to create conditions in which people can live in peace with enough food, adequate shelter, healthcare, education, and so on. It is not the role of governments to impose one ideology on the people. That has been the case up to now, whether that ideology was communism, democracy, capitalism, or fascism. That time has passed. We are seeing the end of political indoctrination and totalitarianism. Sorry, I always stumble on that word. Totalitarianism. The need of people for freedom, self-advancement, and self-determination should be worked out on a local level through participation in local government. The only way that people can influence the events of their life on a national scale is through influencing local government. You have to have a level of government in which people actually can be involved. Most people in so-called democratic countries vote for local and national representatives. But if people are really participating on a local level, their needs can be met locally. The national government should not interfere on the local level. Here, the more conservative governments have the answer in that they do not want to get involved into the day-to-day managing of local affairs, at least theoretically. In practice, the opposite tends to be the case for political reasons. In the UK, our present conservative government is the most centralising we have had, certainly this century. Local government is strapped by the central government in almost every aspect of its action. There is almost no local government per se, almost no participation. Without participation, there can be no self-determination. Self-determination, self-expression in determining how one's life will be lived, which is true liberty, does not exist in any real sense anywhere in the world. And here's a short question. Will participation be a key to the future types of political structures? Mr. Krem's reply, I think it is essential. Without there can be no liberty. Liberty and freedom are dependent on participation. It does not take professionals alone to run the country. It does not take professionals to run the local affairs. The people themselves know what kind of government they need for housing, healthcare, education and so on a local level. The role of national government is to organise itself in relation to other nations, to oversee defence, transport and the overall well-being of the nation, and so create the conditions in which local government can get on with the job of realising the potential of people locally. So now I have another article from Benjamin Krem's master, still more or less on this theme of the need of governments to listen to the people. And this article was given in 1993. It's titled The One Who Knocks. There comes a time in the life of every nation when a period of soul-searching must take place. When the ideals enshrined in its constitution, written or not, must be looked at again in the light of actual achievement and a reassessment of that achievement made. When this is done with honesty and candor, a new and sobering realism will replace the present self-congratulation in which the leaders of many nations indulge, hoping thereby to maintain their faltering grip on the lives of their peoples. Their time is all but over. Events shortly to occur will redistribute the power of governments and emancipate the people. The sham democracy of today will give way to true participation and open a new chapter in man's long quest for justice and freedom. Even as these words are being written, a plan is being set in motion which will speed this process and bring joy to the pain-racked hearts of millions. Patiently they wait, the unexpectant poor, herded like cattle in the parched and pitiless desert, homeless and workless in the proud cities of the world, farming barren rock in the high plateau. They await deliverance which now knocks upon the door. Soon they will see their deliverer. Many have already done so and live but to see his face again. In the battlefields which disgrace this time, he appears with equal grace to all. Soon the many miracles he has wrought will endear him to the hearts of men and women everywhere. The healing waters will be discovered one by one, and a great cleansing of men's temples will begin. History teaches that nothing happens twice in the exact same way. Time and evolution ensure renewal of events. Those who await a saviour in the manner of the past will wait in vain. New times demand new methods, and new problems, new solutions. Thus it is that Maitreya addresses himself to the present situation, to the problems which beset all men: hunger and strife, planetary equilibrium, sharing and justice, the ways of peace and war. That he comes to aid men is not in doubt, but he comes primarily to teach. Heed then his teachings, for they contain the essence of life, and by their guidance and inspiration can you reach the stars. And when you are asked what will the future bring, tell them this: a bright star has forsaken its rightful place in the firmament and has chosen to walk among men, bringing gifts as yet unseen on earth. I can't finish this because I've run out of time. Thank you very much for listening. For more information, check out the website share-international.org. Wishing you all a lovely week.